Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Halloween edition. Let's go on and get into it. All right. I'm Gary, of course, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Hopefully, you are ready to have a wonderful Halloween. We're not going to keep this on the whole time. If you are listening to the podcast, I've got my skull mask on that actually moves. So if you hear that clicking, that's what that is. But we're going to take that off to do the show. Hopefully, you're all having a wonderful, wonderful week thus far. Hopefully, you all caught the BetUS college football show. We have a good time over there as well. What else have we got? Let's see. Oh, if you haven't hit subscribe, I would certainly appreciate that. Hit that like button. You guys know what to do. Share the show out. Tell all your friends. All that good stuff. But we are going to attempt to get through today's show in about 45 minutes. So 20 games. I mean, we got to roll through some of these things. So let's not waste time. Let's go on and get to game number one. All right, so game number one here. Let's go ahead and pull this thing up. It's great radio, I'm certain. There we go. All right. There we go. USF on Friday night travels to FAU. South Florida has just been a disaster. They are a 2.5-point road favorite here. Total of 49.5. FAU has been playing better as of late. They are, my stats over the past 4 weeks would have FAU minus 3.88 for the full season, USF minus 1.41. The South Florida defense, pretty decent against the run. Actually, let's take that back. Let's just say they are good against the run. They are not good against the pass. FAU on offense, all they can really do is run the ball. They're not great on a down-to-down basis, but they are explosive, which is the thing that South Florida cannot defend. FAU number 5 in rushing explosiveness. South Florida is number 86 in rushing explosiveness allowed. So FAU might be able to spring off some big runs here. It's something to pay attention to as far as like points per scoring opportunity. Neither team is great at stopping or defending it, etc. The defense for FAU is a little bit better. South Florida cannot pass, and you know they've got injury issues. It's just kind of a mess. My recommendation would be don't bet on this game. I think that would be the easiest thing to do. But if you are going to bet on this game, I think I would go FAU at home. The best number you can get right now is 2.5. Yeah, let's make this one easy. Let's do Florida Atlantic, or FAU, plus 2.5. That'll be the official play on this. And when I say official plays, by the way, none of these are the official plays. You get those over at bettingcfb.com or, of course, the BetUS College Football Show. So let's move on to game number two here, and that sees Duke going to Miami. And, yeah, we're going to have a good time with Duke and Miami. I will tell you that. This is the Manny Diaz game. This is an absolute dogfight. Miami, a 20.5-point favorite at home, total of 54.5. They got through Florida State last week. It was maybe a little bit more difficult than they anticipated, but not too much. Duke lost at home after getting 6 turnovers from SMU. And you start to look at some of these numbers. All of Miami's numbers are fantastic. They are absolutely fantastic. Duke, number 96 in current strength of schedule. That would explain why, of course, Duke is 6-2 thus far on the season. Miami is 8-0 against the number 47 current strength of schedule. So certainly something to look at there. All right, apologies for the interruption there. When you look at Miami's numbers, they are just significantly better. They've played a tougher strength of schedule, but this defense for Duke, I think, is the real deal. Number 7 in havoc created, number 9 in passing explosiveness allowed. They're good, and they can stop the run. And I think that's the most important thing here. I think that Manny Diaz is going to have stuff drawn up. I think that's the easiest way to put it. So their offense is not very good, but they are incredibly opportunistic. They don't turn the ball over. They're number three in turnover margin. You know there's a Cam Ward game coming soon at some point. He's inconsistent for the most part. Yeah, I know he's a Heisman guy. But Miami could win this by 14 or 17 points, and you would still get a Duke cover here. I kind of feel like that's what we're going to get. You know, number 34 in interceptions per pass. They're number four in fumbles recovered per rush. Like this Duke team, I think they're pretty good. I think they're pretty good. They're better in special teams, et cetera. That's the direction that we're going to go there. Let's take Duke plus the 20.5. Over to the SEC, where we've got Ole Miss visiting Arkansas this week. And right now, Arkansas, a 6.5-point home dog, total of 53.5 on this one. My number, it's all over the place on this. It's got Ole Miss minus 10.61 based on full season stats. Based on stats for the last 4 weeks, it would have Arkansas favored by 10. Ole Miss, once they got into conference play, everything has just dropped off, right? Now, the numbers, if you look at the offense and whatnot, still look pretty good. They're number three in PPA margin, number 24 in PPA margin for Arkansas. This is surprising, I guess you could say. The fact that, you know, this Ole Miss defense hasn't been great as of late. But they've been pretty good. These two teams are pretty equal when it comes to 247's talent composite, which is kind of surprising. I did not expect that. Arkansas's defense does a pretty good job against the run. Now, the question is, are they going to be able to stop the pass? Ole Miss, number seven in PPA per pass, but it hasn't been as good in conference play. Now, unfortunately, I don't have those broken down. This is just full season stats. Part of me wonders, because Lane has been talking about, you know, kickoff times at home for games. I mean, this game's on the road, so it doesn't really matter. But he's talking about the Georgia game already. Georgia is next week in Oxford. How focused on Arkansas are they, right? And this thing is always, it's always a weird game. Arkansas has gotten the best of Ole Miss quite a bit recently. My last four has Arkansas by 10. I think they're playing a little bit better. I don't think Ole Miss is as focused on this one. So I will take Arkansas. Plus, the best number I could find was 7. So I'll take Arkansas plus 7 at home on this one. Game number 4, we see Air Force travel to Army. They're going all the way up to West Point. This is no neutral site game, whatever. I will go ahead and tell you, neither of these teams has played a very strong strength of schedule, so the numbers are the numbers, and good gracious. Army is favored by 21.5, and that number is coming down right now. It was 23.5. It's come down to 21.5. Air Force has looked a little bit better since they switched quarterbacks, I will say that. But overall on the season, this Army team is still incredibly good. I mean, they are super, super efficient. Number one in offensive PPA per drive. They're number one in offensive success rate. Bryson Daly is just an absolute stud. So Army, right now, favored by 21.5, total of 42.5 on this. And my numbers have Army by 34, and based on the last 4 weeks, it's got Army by 49. I mean, it's just, I mean, we're talking crazy. Crazy, crazy numbers. Not super explosive in the passing game. They are incredibly successful, number three in passing success rate, number two in PPA per pass, but they only throw the ball 13% of the time. So it ain't often. When I look at this, this Air Force offense, number 134 in PPA per pass, they're number 86 in PPA per rush. They run the ball 76.66% of the time, and they are number 111 in rushing success rate. Now, Army is not great at stopping really anything. The Army defense is not awesome by any stretch of the imagination, but Army doesn't turn the ball over. And Air Force, number 72 in giveaways per game, that is not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. We're going to make this one easy. Air Force has not covered. They're 0-7. I think you got to ride Army until she bucks you, right? So let's take Army, minus 21.5. Game number five, we have got Northwestern traveling to Purdue. Northwestern favored by a point and a half. And my numbers on this, as you see on the screen, full season, it's got Northwestern minus 3.38. Based on the last 4 weeks, it's got Purdue minus 0.8. So Purdue minus a point. This thing has come down a little bit, really a point and a half, because it was at Northwestern minus 2.5 on Sunday when the sheets were generated. Northwestern, it seems to be a little bit better. Purdue has played a little bit more difficult strength of schedule. Northwestern number 111 in PPA margin, Purdue number 131. The Purdue offense has been a little bit better since Graham Harrell was fired. Nothing too crazy. Northwestern's defense, though, is still pretty good. Number 36 PPA allowed per drive on defense. The offense, I think you can find, like, the thing that Purdue does best is they run the ball. Number 67 PPA per rush. Well, Northwestern is number 20 at defending that. On the other side, Northwestern's offense is pretty bad, but I think that they can maybe run it on this Purdue team a little bit. I still kind of like some of the stuff that Northwestern's doing, and I think that they've got a bit of a coaching advantage here. There's just a few more options that are a few more advantages for Northwestern here. So if you're going to bet this game, I'm going to go with Northwestern for show purposes. So give me Northwestern minus the one on this one. All right, let me tell you right quick about Ghost Sleeves. GhostSleeves.com/WCE, and that is where you're going to get the best kinesiology compression sleeves on the market. Very easy to go find them, go read about them. GhostSleeves.com/WCE, you'll get 15% off of those. And look, I'm 41 years old. I have a six-year-old little boy that wrestles all the time, and my joints are hurting. I'm sore frequently. But what makes them less sore is Ghost Sleeves. So the best kinesiology compression sleeves on the market. They have got all kinds of advancements in that field. I highly, highly recommend it. Check them out, ghostsleeves.com/WCE. Or when you go to the website, just type in WCE as your promo, and you'll get 15% off. Don't forget about the BetUS College Football Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, we go over all of our official plays. We break down anywhere from 16 to 20 games a week, and we really, really dig into it and break down which direction we would go with betting those games. So check out the BetUS College Football Show. And if you like the spreadsheets that we're doing on this show, you can get them at bettingcfb.com. $5 a month, $50 for the year. You'll be supporting me because this is a one-man operation. But I do have a lot of fun with it, and we've got a pretty good community built up over there. You guys have been fantastic. So
fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's carry on. Let's move into our next game here. And there we go. Game number six. And we see Stanford head to NC State. This is an early game. It is a 9 a.m. body clock game for Stanford. It's in Raleigh. And NC State currently favored by 9.5 with a total of 47.5 on this. My number has got NC State favored by 12.38. My number based on the last 4 weeks has got NC State minus 19. My total is right on the number, 47.5. It's still 47.5. I've got it at 47. There's just not a lot to hang your hat on as far as Stanford is concerned, right? This team is number 128 in PPA margin, number 122 in PPA allowed per pass. The NC State offense is kind of clicking now. C.J. Bailey is doing a good job with this offense. They're not great at stopping havoc, but it's not like Stanford really creates it. Number 24 in PPA per pass to number 22 in PPA allowed per pass for Stanford's defense. NC State doesn't really try and run the ball very much. If they did, that's where Stanford would have a bit of an advantage. On the other side, Stanford has a pretty big special teams efficiency difference They're number 19, NC State number 72. But when there's this much of an advantage when it comes to everything else, well, there you go. The Tony Gibson defense has not looked great this year. They're number 45 in rushing success allowed, but they're number 88 in PPA allowed per rush. So you're not getting a lot on a down-to-down basis, but you can hit them for big plays. Number 121 in rushing explosiveness allowed. Well, Stanford isn't great at anything on offense. So I'm not a huge fan of this. I'm not sure who has been betting Stanford here. There was a little bit of action on them earlier in the week. It looks like it's going back towards NC State now, and I agree with that movement. That makes a whole lot of sense to me. I would take NC State minus 9.5. There are some 10s out there if you like Stanford, but I would take the 9.5 while you can get it. I mean, this is schedule spot doesn't really set up well for Stanford, body clock, etc. I like NC State here. Game number 7, and we've got Toledo at Eastern Michigan. And Eastern Michigan, an 8.5-point home dog, total of 53.5 on this. And when I look at this game, and I am just so confused because Toledo just has not been very good this year. I'm not sure why this thing is out to 8.5. And it's come down a little bit at some spots. Toledo did get beat by Bowling Green last week. The Toledo defense, Karras is the defensive coordinator. He has done a really good job with this defense over the years. They've not looked good this year since they've lost so much talent last year. But number 51 in PPA allowed per drive. Eastern Michigan, number 106 in PPA margin. Toledo, number 90. These two teams are just not great overall teams. My number on this is Toledo minus 4.72. Last 4 weeks has got Toledo minus 6. And Eastern Michigan will fight you. Like, they will fight you in the parking lot. Like, this team, anytime I can get Chris Creighton as a dog, especially if more than a touchdown, I kind of feel like I have to take it. I know that this would be the bounce back spot for Toledo. Typically, they don't have two back to back terrible weeks, but they got beat by Bowling Green last week. Now you got to go to Ypsilanti. I think if I had to go a certain way on this, and I don't feel strongly about it, this is not an official play. You know where those are. But if I had to make a pick, I'm going to go with Eastern Michigan plus the 8. Or the 8.5. You know. Over to the Big 12, and we have got Texas Tech visiting Iowa State. And in Ames, Iowa State is a 13.5-point favorite here. Total of 56.5. This number has not moved. Based on the full season, I've got Iowa State minus 16.75. Based on the last 4 weeks, I've got Iowa State minus 5. So, this Texas Tech defense, nothing to write home about. Certainly not good. Number 107 in PPA allowed per drive, but the offense is good. Number 28 in that metric. John Heacock is the defensive coordinator. Yeah, there we go. For Iowa State. And they've been really good. Number 15. In PPA allowed per drive, at number 15 PPA allowed per play, but their success rate is not great. So what they're doing basically is they're allowing teams to get into scoring position, right? Number 66 in scoring, other side. Number 9 in scoring opportunities per game. Never mind. All right, so I'm looking at the wrong thing here. How is their success rate so, I get it. Number 74 in rushing success rate allowed. Well, that's not good against Taj Brooks and company, although offensive line yards and stuff rate certainly seems to favor Iowa State, at least as far as the full season is concerned. On offense for Iowa State, they don't really get into scoring opportunities very often, but they do put up points when they get there, and that's kind of terrifying. So this is a early afternoon game. It's a 2:30 p.m. Central Time game, God's time zone, of course. Texas Tech is volatile. Neither one of these teams has played a very strong strength of schedule. I know Texas Tech is sitting at 5-3. Iowa State at some point is going to fall off and not be able to cover these big numbers. Number 68 in 247 talent composite, Texas Tech's number 38. Iowa State is incredibly well coached, but this could be one of those games where things go a little haywire. I'm going to go with my last four number here. I'm going to take Texas Tech plus the 13.5 to cover on the road in Ames. Over to the Big Ten we go, and we got to talk about the wagon, right? And that's certainly what Indiana has become here. They are fantastic. I mean, they're just covering every number that you can put in front of them. We don't know if Curtis Work is going to play yet or not. That is certainly a big thing because the offense didn't look as good with Taven Jackson last week going up against Washington. Now they get to go on the road. My number here is Indiana minus 22 based on full season stats, but based on the last 4 weeks, it's Indiana minus 9. The strength of schedule difference is vast. I mean, it is like number 106 for Indiana, number 9 for Michigan State. That's a very, very big difference. And you're going into a pretty hostile environment in East Lansing here. The numbers almost don't necessarily mean anything. Michigan State is better at special teams, at least special teams efficiency per ESPN. Michigan State has more talent. You know, Indiana is just incredibly well coached. But there is a world where Michigan State can disrupt them a little bit, right? Michigan State, pretty good against the run. If Indiana can't get the run going, what does that passing game look like with either an injured or just coming off an injury, Curtis Rourke or Jackson, right? I think this is the first time you're going to see Indiana have to deal with any kind of adversity. They got some big games coming up. They got Michigan. They got Ohio State. All that kind of stuff is coming up. And Michigan State, of course, sitting here with a 4-4 record. Indiana has been covering against everybody. It's the only team, only power, whatever team, that has not trailed at all this season. I think that I'm going to go with Michigan State. I found an 8 out there. Give me Michigan State plus the 8 here. Game number 10, and we are still in the Big Ten here. And UCLA is visiting Nebraska. UCLA right now a 6.5-point road dog at Memorial Stadium. And the total is 40.5 on this, so not a lot of points expected here. Nebraska had a close call with Ohio State last week. UCLA is coming off of a bye. And when I'm looking at this, UCLA has played the 4th toughest strength of schedule. Nebraska has played the 11th, and the difference is, 5-3 to 2-5. UCLA put up some points on Rutgers before their bye week, and it helped out their offense tremendously. Eric Bieniemy's offense throwing the ball 62% of the time. They are number 78 in PPA per pass. They're number 60 in passing success rate. That happens to be the weakness of the Nebraska defense thus far. Number 49 PPA allowed per pass. Number 74 in passing success rate allowed. But as far as passing downs, PPA, etc., when you get put into third and long, all that kind of stuff, then, yeah, that's where Nebraska shines. Tony White can let them loose, as they say. On the other side, the Nebraska offense isn't exactly anything to write home about, but it is so much worlds better than UCLA's defense, who is number 119 in PPA allowed per drive on defense. When I look at this, I mean, you have to go with Nebraska, right? I mean, my number here is Nebraska minus 13.7. Based on the last 4 weeks, it's Nebraska minus 12.2. I am of the belief that Nebraska found something last week. They found the formula. They are going to come out like gangbusters and get a win because they have lost 2 in a row to Indiana and Ohio State. I think they're going to be fired up for this one. Give me Nebraska minus the 6.5 here. I like the Cornhuskers quite a bit. All right, let me tell you, tickets are expensive. And you guys have probably heard this ad before, but I got to keep telling you, you can save money when you're buying tickets. TicketSmarter.com is the best third-party ticketing vendor on the market. They're awesome. And you can save money every time that you go to buy tickets, whether it's to one of these massive, massive games that's going on. You want to go to Florida, Georgia this weekend, it's going to cost you $300 a ticket, $250 a ticket, whatever it is. But you can save money every single time you buy tickets. Concerts, big games, shows, musicals, whatever. You go into Broadway, you can get tickets for that too. But go to TicketSmarter.com, put in the promo code WCE10. It's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. Or WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. And you can do it every single time you buy tickets. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus thing. It's not whatever. Go to Ticket Smarter. Make sure you do yourself the favor and save some money every time you buy tickets. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter. Along with that, we got Three Dog Thursday coming up on Thursday. Myself, TJ Reeves, and sometimes it's just TJ and somebody else. But we have a pretty good time, and Three Dog Thursday is always a good time here on the channel. Along with that, if you haven't already, hit that thumbs up button. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. That would certainly help me out. And don't forget about bettingcfb.com. All right, we carry on, and we're going to the ACC next. North Carolina heads to Tallahassee, and right now North Carolina is a 2.5-point road favorite, total of 50.5 on this one, and the number has just sat there. My full number for the season, North Carolina minus 7.14, based on the last 4 weeks of stats, North Carolina minus 8.5. North Carolina came out of that bye week, and they just destroyed Virginia. Just destroyed them. Never even gave that bunch a chance. And Florida State, as much as I have wanted to back them in some of these spots, there's nothing about them that has shown you that they are capable of competing with competent teams. I think that's the easiest way to say this. They are number 124 in PPA margin. North Carolina, as bad as they've been, they are number 59. Florida State, number 131 in offensive success rate. They are number 70 in defensive success rate, and what they're best against is the pass. Well, if you look at North Carolina's offense, they're throwing the ball 48.5% of the time, but they really like to run the ball with a Marion Hampton, and that's where you run into problems because Florida State, excuse me, is number 77 in rushing success rate allowed, number 96 in PPA allowed per rush. I think that North Carolina is just going to be able to run the ball on them here. It's about the only way that you can go with this game. So give me North Carolina minus the 2.5 until Florida State can show that they can be competitive in some of these games. Over to the Big 12, and Arizona is heading to Orlando to the Bounce House. UCF favored by 6.5 on this, total of 56.5. And full season numbers would have UCF favored by 11.41. Spread based on the last 4 weeks of stats would have Arizona favored by 7.15. So Arizona playing a bit better as of late. UCF has had an incredibly difficult schedule over the past 4 weeks, 5 weeks, however long it's been. So let's take a look at this. UCF number 66 and PPA margin number 89 for Arizona. And this Arizona offense and defense, neither is very good. UCF continues to be really successful, almost dominant running the ball. But you got to have some semblance of a passing game. And it looks like they probably do now with Rizik. Rizik is the new kid, and he's a freshman. He came in 7 of 11, had a touchdown last week in garbage time against BYU. But at least there was some signs of life with somebody that could throw the ball. On the other side, this Arizona offense has certainly not lived up to expectation whatsoever. The way that Arizona could stay in this game, they're number 9 in net explosiveness. UCF is number 114. I'm going back to the well. I like UCF here because I just don't think that this Arizona offense is very good. They might be able to pass the ball on UCF's incredibly weak secondary. T-Mac might be able to have some success. Who knows? But they're certainly not going to be able to run the ball here. When I look at this, I don't feel great about Arizona. They're not good on special teams. They don't have as much talent as UCF. It's just an overall thing. Even though they've been playing better as of late, they've been playing an easier schedule than UCF has. So, UCF, the best number I could find was a 6. I will take the Knights minus the 6 at home. Over to the Sun Belt, where Troy is hosting Coastal Carolina. And Coastal Carolina favored by 4.5 with a total of 52.5. And right now, you look at these Coastal Carolina numbers, and they're not good, right? But they're certainly better than what Troy has had. Troy is the most paper tiger-ish looking team because they never cover numbers. Overall on the season, let me look at it. 3-5 against the spread, 1-7 straight up. Coastal 3-4, and then 4-3 straight up. Coastal isn't great, but they do have offense, and that is something. I mean, obviously, you need that to be able to win ball games. But you look at some of these numbers, and number 39 PPA per pass against number 93 for Troy. Coastal is number 68 PPA per rush against number 80 for Troy. I don't think that Troy has enough offense. They don't have Goose Crowder anymore, so they're playing backup quarterbacks, and they just have not been very good. They're number 62 in PPA per pass, but I hadn't seen it. I've been trying to find it with this team, and I got nothing. So the team that has some more offense, the team that can actually generate explosive plays, that is Coastal Carolina, the number 8 in offensive explosiveness. Troy's been pretty good at defending explosives, but all you need is one or two of those to be able to cover a number like this. I'm going to roll with Coastal. The best number I could find was Coastal minus 4. I will take that. Give me the Chanticleers minus the 4 on the road. AAC play. And what we've got here is Navy going to Rice. And Rice just fired Mike Bloomgren. And they are just completely hapless on offense. They got nothing going on. And the reason why this number is so low, because Navy is favored by 10.5 with a total of 50.5 on this right now. And the number has been coming down. The reason for that, Navy didn't just get beat by Notre Dame last week, which was just a bludgeoning. But Blake Horvath, the star quarterback, also hurt his hand, hurt his thumb, wasn't able to hold on to the ball very well. That's kind of an issue. Even still, this Navy team has been so bad, I kind of have to go with Navy anyway, right? This Rice team is just atrocious, and I don't even know how to explain it. The defense has been better, but they're really good against the pass. Well, Navy only throws the ball 26.7% of the time. So 73% of the time, they are really good at running the ball. Number 4 PPA per rush. Rice is number 81 in PPA allowed per rush. That ain't going to cut it. So you've got number 8 in offensive line yards to number 82, number 6 in stuff rate allowed against number 101 in stuff rate generated. Rice can't stop the run. So even with a backup quarterback, you still got to believe that Navy's going to be able to do some things with that wing T offense. I don't think 10.5 is enough. I just don't. And that's the best number you can get on this right now. Give me Navy minus the 10.5 here. Game number 15 is in the Mountain West. Hawaii visiting Fresno State. These Hawaii numbers are interesting. Very interesting. Fresno favored by 13.5 right now, total of 48.5. Hawaii, week after week, they always, my advanced numbers always have Hawaii covering. Always. And I don't always necessarily trust it. And we don't talk about Hawaii a ton on here. Fresno, though, number 98 current strength of schedule. Hawaii number 104. Fresno number 72 in PPA margin. Hawaii number 78. Tim Skipper, once Jeff Tedford left, this offense just went in the toilet. They can't run the ball. They can't really pass it. They're number 16 in passing explosiveness, but they're number 87 in PPA per pass because they can't do it on a regular basis. You look at the passing down PPA, number 102. Passing down success, number 98. Hawaii is at least somewhat competent at defending that. And Fresno not being able to run the ball, number 107 in PPA per rush. Well, Hawaii's defense is number 43 against that. Coming on the other side, you got Hawaii at number 105 PPA per pass. Well, Fresno's defense is good at stopping that. This is a low total, 48.5, and you got a team that's favored by double digits. Typically, that leads you towards taking the dog. I could totally see something like a 21-10 ball game here. So let's make it easy. I am going to take Hawaii to cover the 13.5 just because I think it's just too many points. So a best number I could find out there was Hawaii plus 14. So we'll put that on the sheet. Hawaii plus 14 on that one. All right, one last stoppage. Let me tell you right quick. If you want to support the show, obviously you can go to bettingcfb.com and become a member over there. $5 a month, $50 for the year. We're going to do all kind of bonus content, et cetera, and have been already. The guys that are already members, I appreciate you guys. You are wonderful. And we also have a web store. So if you go to winningcureseverything.com, you can click on that store button up there, and you can search for all kinds of different T-shirts and hats and mouse pads and aprons and, I mean, just everything. We got all kind of stuff over there. So check it out. winningcureseverything.com/store is where you can get that. Or it might be shop or what. Go to winningcureseverything.com. That's the easiest way to do it. If you haven't already, like the video, subscribe to the channel, share it out with your friends. That would certainly help me out. That would help me out. All right, we're going to move on, and let's get to our next game because we got five more. Wisconsin is headed to Iowa. They're going to Kinnick, and this one, good gracious, this is a night game in Kinnick that's fairly terrifying. And this is a very difficult one. Very, very difficult. Wisconsin, a 3.5-point dog right now. Total of 40.5 on this. And I got to tell you, I'm all over the map with this. Because Iowa's offense, not great at passing the ball, but they have made a quarterback change. Sullivan is going to be the new quarterback. And he looked pretty good against Northwestern. Now, obviously, special teams set up quite a bit of that. The defense set up quite a bit. The defense has not been as good as usual. They're number 31 in PPA allowed per drive. They've played the number 25 current strength of schedule. Wisconsin's played the number 18. And these two teams are, I mean, just neck and neck as far as power rating is concerned. So it's really how much is home field worth to you. And I think Kinnick is worth a lot. Wisconsin had really, really talked themselves into the fact that they were going to be able to win that game against Penn State last week. And they just had it ripped away from them in the second half. Just, I'm talking, I can't even explain how gut-wrenching that had to be with that pick six that led, and then Penn State kept the ball for all the fourth quarter. I mean, it was just bananas. So, when you look at this, they're going to be able to stop Wisconsin's passing game. I think they're going to be able to stop the rushing game, although they haven't been great at it. But Wisconsin has built up their running game against just the dregs of the Big Ten, and I don't necessarily buy it. So, when you look at scoring opportunities per game, can they keep people out of the end zone? Iowa can still do that. Iowa's offense, I think, is going to be set up to be able to run. Caleb Johnson running on this Wisconsin defense. Yeah, that's probably going to happen here. So, the best number I could find here was a 3. And I'm going to take Iowa to cover the 3. I'm going to go against my numbers, which have Iowa minus about 1.5. And then over the last 4 weeks, Iowa minus 0.67. Yeah, I mean, my total is right on it, 42.5 up to 43. And no, it's come down to 40.5. I kind of like the over a little bit. But as for this show, we're going to take Iowa to cover the 3 at home. Over to a classic Big Ten matchup. in the Pacific Northwest here, USC is traveling to Seattle to take on Washington, and USC has played like 7 straight games. I mean, it's just brutal what they've been doing. But you look at the numbers, I've got USC by 3.62. Based on the last 4, I've got USC minus 6. The line right now has USC favored by 2.5 with a total of 55.5 on this. How do you quantify the travel? How do you quantify playing so many games in a row? It's not like they've been playing a murderer's row. They whipped up on Rutgers last week at home on a Friday night, but that was a really good schedule spot for them. The game didn't start until 11 p.m. Eastern time. It was what it was. But USC has lost some games where they've had to travel. Well, now they're traveling in the same time zone. So does that make any kind of a difference? USC, I mean, the records are 4-4 each. But USC number 50 in ESPN strength of schedule, Washington number 68, USC number 24 strength of schedule, Washington number 40. Power rating wise, I've got USC by a lot here. I've got them number 24. I've got Washington power rated at number 51. Let's look at special teams. It's not that USC is great by any stretch of the imagination. They're number 69, but Washington is number 132 in special teams efficiency. They are just dreadful. Their numbers are not great. Like they look great. Number 11 in PPA margin, number 14 on offense, number 11 on defense. So there's certain analytics that they're able to hit that make their numbers look better, which is why they're power rated, or at least why the line is closer in some of these spots. But I'm not buying this Washington team. I think USC wants to put a statement game in before they go into the break, and I think that USC is just significantly better. Looking at some of these numbers, it makes all the sense in the world. I'm going to go with USC to cover the 2.5 on the road here. And over to the Sun Belt, and boy, what a What a strange one we've got. Georgia Southern going to South Alabama, and South Alabama favored by 6.5 right now with a total of 60.5. And Georgia Southern, what was that last week? You had set yourself up. We're in a position to be able to run away with the Sun Belt East. And I just, couldn't make it happen. Got destroyed by Old Dominion. So, number on this, I've got South Alabama by 1.88. Spread based on the last 4 weeks is Georgia Southern minus 3.3. My problem here is that I don't know which version of these teams we're going to get. South Alabama is number 25 in PPA margin, which looks really good. Their offense has absolutely been clicking, but when you look at, you know, points per game, they're number 22, 36 points per game. They're 4-4 on the season. They just haven't shown up in some of these games. Number 119 in penalties per game. They don't give the ball away very much, so that's certainly good. But I just, they're not very explosive. I don't know that I can trust them to be able to put a game away. So when you really break it down, like Georgia Southern's played a significantly stronger strength of schedule. They are number 50 in strength of schedule. South Alabama, number 95. I think some of these numbers have been built up on really bad teams. And when that's the case, it's hard to weight these things exactly right. Georgia Southern, way better on special teams efficiency. The numbers, as far as the analytics go, certainly look better for South Alabama. But when it comes down to it, harder strength of schedule, I just feel like this is too many points. So give me Georgia Southern plus the 6.5 here. On the road, I think this will be a tighter game than that. Now, something to pay attention to. Georgia Southern has started out really good the last 2 years under Clay Helton and did the same this year, started out 6-2. And then they lost like every game to end the season. I mean, it just fell off. So that is something to pay attention to, but I'll at least trust Georgia Southern for one more week. Let's go over to the Big 12, and we've got the rivalry. That's such a fun thing. So Baylor favored by 3.5 right now, total of 64.5 on this one. Points are expected, obviously. TCU hasn't faced as difficult a schedule as Baylor has. Boy, some of these numbers just get kind of weird. Baylor has been really good on special teams. Really good. Number 2 in the country in special teams efficiency. TCU is number 85, so that is something to pay attention to. TCU's got a more talented roster. But TCU also number 129 in giveaways per game. They're number 129 in turnover margin. Baylor's number 70 in turnover margin. Number 62 in giveaways and per game. So that is something to watch for as well. So these Big 12 teams, highly volatile, a lot of variance. I mean, it's just all over the place. Looking at the matchup, I've got Baylor by 2.31, but based on the last 4 weeks, I've got Baylor by 11. They have found something on offense, and Jake Spavital has got it rolling. Number 38, PPA per pass. Sagar Robertson looks good. Number 32 in passing success rate. Their offensive line, number 30 in havoc rate allowed. They're not great in passing downs yet, and by not great, I mean they're average. You know, they're okay. They're number 32 in passing down success. Just number 64 in passing downs PPA. So the TCU defense, I can't really trust them because they can't really stop the run. They're pretty good against the pass, but you can run on this team, and that becomes an issue because more people have done that. 54.83% of the time, people have been running the ball on this TCU defense. On the other side, TCU can throw the ball on offense. They're number 15 in PPA per pass. They throw it at 60% or at a 60% clip, which is the 11th most in the country. The Baylor defense, number 80 in PPA per pass, number 62 in passing success rate. But TCU can't run the ball. And that's, if you can't run the ball, then it becomes a whole thing where Baylor starts sending people. The Dave Aranda defense hadn't been great. They're number 90 in havoc rate. TCU's offense, number 49 in havoc allowed. I'm going to trust the most recent numbers. Baylor over the past 4 weeks. TCU is just all over the place. So I don't know that I can necessarily trust them, but Baylor has been playing a lot better recently. Best number I could find out there was a 3. So give me Baylor minus the 3 at home in Waco. Last game of the day, and it is out in the Mountain West. Colorado State goes to Nevada. Nevada. Make sure I say that right. Don't want to make you guys upset. Let's see. Colorado State, a 1.5-point road favorite here. Total of 45.5 on this. And my number is right in line. Colorado State minus 1.62. And based on the last 4 weeks, Colorado State minus 1.8. So let's break this thing down. Strength of record, the Wolfpack 113, Colorado State number 65. When you look at strength of schedule, Colorado State number 35 and Nevada number 92. Now, part of this is because of the non-conference where Colorado State has played both Texas and Colorado. Nevada has played SMU, but that was in the first game of the season, is what it is. Completely different version of SMU than we did anywhere else. Colorado State, number 13 in special teams efficiency. Nevada is number 119. This Colorado State offense isn't great. They're number 40 in rushing success, but only number 119. They lose the ball a lot. Number 115 in fumbles lost per rush. That's not good. They're number 92 in interceptions thrown per pass. But when it comes to turnover margin, they're only number 88 in giveaways per game, and they're actually pretty good at getting takeaways. Number 39 in takeaways per game. Nevada, on the other side, number 99 in takeaways per game. But they're number 31 in giveaways. So they don't really give the ball away, but they can't take the ball away. On the other side, Colorado State gives the ball away, but they can also take the ball away. So it becomes this whole thing. I am of the belief that Colorado State has found something here. They are 5-3. It looks like, and they're undefeated right now. They've got a real shot at getting to this Mountain West title game. They got some difficult games ahead and whatnot, but if you play just a little bit better, then you're going to be fine. This defense going up against Nevada's offense, and the Wolfpack are banged up. They are injured. They've had to swap out quarterbacks. It's this whole thing, and they haven't been as good as of late. Even on the road, I'll take the Rams. Give me Colorado State minus 1.5. That's the best number that's out there. It's the consensus across the board. So give me Colorado State, and we'll watch that blow up in our face. No late games this week. No late games. So this is the latest one that's gonna kick off. So little strange, wouldn't you say? All right. So let's move to our recap here. All right, recap for our Week 10 picks. We're going FAU plus 2.5 on Friday night. Starting Saturday morning, we got Duke plus 20.5, Arkansas plus 7, Army minus 21.5, Northwestern minus 1, NC State minus 9.5, Eastern Michigan plus 8.5, Texas Tech plus 13.5, Michigan State plus 8, Nebraska minus 6.5, North Carolina minus 2.5, Central Florida or UCF minus 6, Coastal minus 4, Navy minus 10.5, Hawaii plus 14, Iowa minus 3, USC minus 2.5, Georgia Southern plus 6.5, Baylor minus 3, Colorado State minus 1.5. Good gracious. You guys have been fantastic. We knocked it out in under an hour. I think that's how we're going to do this going forward. Not too shabby. You guys have been fantastic. Really, really are. Go to bettingcfb.com. Go to the BetUS College Football Show. The links to those are in the description. Of course, we appreciate our sponsors, Ticket Smarter and Ghost Leaves. Don't forget to check out Three Dog Thursday. You guys know all of this. Let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. And happy Halloween. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, oh.